to be worn in the UK, and should show a freedom of expression to be able to wear it in the UK. Joe, you've got a few.
Yeah, he says it's absolutely appalling that they've not been given the Queen's blessing to wear this. He says people have earned the right to wear it. Sarah in Bournemouth says, my dad served out in Malaysia. It's so disrespectful not to be given the blessing for that. And also Michael in Portsmouth, just getting behind the campaign and saying, you know, go for it, boys, you've got my support.
Right, let's have a listen. Joe, you've been talking to silent listeners around the world and around across the South who have comments on this. Let's have a quick listen.
I'm Martin Rattier, living in Vietnam, formerly British Army Royal Signals, and I'm fighting for the right to wear the Pingat Jasa Malaysia medal because I feel that this is a valid medal for a very valuable campaign. We tried very hard. We did what we were asked to do by Her Majesty's government at the time, without question. Arguably one that is still the only real success that the free world has enjoyed against terrorism.
My name's Hamish Waters. I live in Melbourne, Australia. I find it quite extraordinary that as an Australian citizen, because I have dual nationality, I can wear it with the blessing of the Queen of Australia, but I'm told by the Ministry of Defence the Queen of the United Kingdom would find it discourteous. I think this is ludicrous.
I'm George Webb and I live in Spain and I used to be in the RASC in the amphibious unit. I support the right to wear the PJM to honour the memory of all the lives that were lost. Secondly, to show respect for the award made by the government of Malaysia.
Good day. My name's Ivor Ritt. I live on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. I'm an ex-Royal Navy. I want to wear my medal because I think it represents the efforts of a lot of people. There are a lot of people that are buried in Malaysia, and that's why this PJM is really important.
I'm Jock Fenton, and I live in Ontario, Canada. I was in the Royal Corps of Signals. I want to be able to wear my PJM, which I received last month, because it represents to me the comrades I lost. My own corporal was only 19. He never came back. And I remember that man every day of my life.
So there we are, Joe. That's just a sample of people who've been in touch with us over the last few weeks. Quite extraordinary response.
All over the world, people are listening, and they're getting in touch with us, saying, get your listeners to back us. We want to get this ruling changed. Because it's actually not the Queen. It's a committee, a civilian Whitehall committee, who advises the Queen, and it's them we want to put pressure on to advise her to give her blessing.
And, Joe, just for the moment, we'll talk more later. We've been getting lots of emails from former servicemen. We want to hear from Solent listeners, particularly now, don't we, who support them, yeah?
That's right. Do you support them? You know, you don't have to have been in the service yourself. You've listened to the case at home. Do you support them? Should they be allowed to wear this medal? Or do you just feel, well, no, you know, they've done their time, but they shouldn't necessarily have medals for it?
Yep. Tony, for example, has responded. We said yesterday, get in touch if you're not a serviceman. And here's Tony, not an ex-serviceman. He says, hi, Julian, I agree. Our ex-servicemen who fought in Malaysia must be allowed to wear their Malaysian medal awarded by the grateful government of Malaysia. I do not believe the Queen actually has any say in the matter. It's our government that tells her what to say and that committee that Joe's talking about. So there you are, Tony's email in the pile that we're going to be taking to London. Joe, thank you very much for the moment for that. Just turned 7:30. If you want to get in touch and send us your comments, you can call 0845 30 3961 and talk to the team on Interactive, or you can email me, Julian Clegg, JULIANCLEGG at bbc.co.uk.